Track 6.
1.
After looking at this from all sides, I think it's pretty clear that the time has come to expand into the Eastern European markets, don't you agree?
I don't think that's what we should do at all. I think it'd be much better to focus on the markets in Southern Europe, where we already have a foothold, and consolidate our position there.
Well, all things considered, I'm absolutely convinced the right thing to do is to expand in the East.
Have you looked at the cost? Where will we get the money from?
I've already discussed the plan with our advisors, and they say they can find us the partners we'll need, so that shouldn't be a problem. I would just like your support, that's all.
Well, I'm sorry, but for me it's no.
Look, unless you're prepared to change your mind on this one, I'll just have to go ahead without you on the team.
2.
This is the situation. We have an investor who wants to buy into the company, and he's prepared to pay cash for 30% of our stocks.
I'm not so sure that it would be a good idea to have another person making the big decisions.
Well, we need capital to expand, and this guy has already helped several other companies to go public in the high-tech sector. We've all worked really hard together to get this far, and this could be our big break. We're in this together, you know, and it really would be to our advantage.
Yes, I suppose you're right. When can we meet up with him?
3.
It's in all our interest to take the bank to court. They should be made to pay us compensation for our losses.
Our case is almost impossible to prove. And if we lose, think of all the bad publicity. I'm really against it.
I'm sure we could prove it was the bank's fault. They did make inaccurate predictions about our performance, and that caused our share price to fall dramatically.
All things considered, the most sensible thing would be to talk to our lawyers first and see what they have to say.
They may advise another course of action. But you're right. That should be our first step.